Now we move to electroanalytical. These methods are particularly common for work in water. They're highly sensitive, so the fluoride electrode, the pH electrode, these guys are examples I've already talked about. We can differentiate between the different types of electroanalytical in a broad sense by looking at potentiometric techniques, which look at potential, which is voltage, to get their chemical information. And these guys then work with basically zero current flow, and we look at voltage. Our examples then, so far the pH and the fluoride electrode then are ion selective electrodes. And remember, the Nernst equation then relates the voltage here to our standard voltage. And over here we've got the log of our reaction quotient, which is products over reactants. And in this case, it will be for the dominant redox couple that we're interested in. Now the next broad class of topics under electroanalytical are amperometry. Amperometry then measuring current, where we hold the voltage fixed. So it's really the opposite to the one above. And the oxygen electrode, which is a type of probe, DO probe, uses amperometry. So we're going to talk about this one a little.